Welcome to Student Voices. I'm Chandra Tharp, the teacher here at KEOM. As all of our students are safe at home for the time being, we decided to make a series of episodes to discuss the COVID-19 pandemic and how our students are coping with the changes it's making in their lives. We are recording this from each of our own homes, so the audio quality isn't up to our normal standards. While none of us claim to be giving any kind of medical advice, our hope is that this may help our listeners get a perspective on how this is affecting our children and students. Today, we're going to talk about how our students are dealing with this mentally. The KEOM students joining us today are Davy Padilla, Hannah Simbor, and Ashley Garcia, all from Mesquite High School. And we're also bringing in Jennifer Smith, the intervention counselor at North Mesquite High School, who is a mental health professional. So a lot of people seem to be struggling mentally right now, and it might be from fear of the virus, maybe being cooped up all day, or a lot of other factors. So I wanted to start off by letting each of you students kind of just tell us how you've been feeling or things that you may be struggling with. So let's start off with Hannah.
Well, lately I've been feeling very unmotivated to do any kind of activity. So I feel like the only time that I would do an activity is if I'm bored and there's nothing else to do.
Lately, I've been feeling really unmotivated to do stuff too. And I keep forgetting that I have to do online school. So I would just be doing random stuff. And then suddenly I'll remember, wait, I had homework to do. And then I go and look and it's missing. I don't know. I've just been really bored.
I feel just weird. It's just, I don't know why it feels weird, but I'm just trying to adapt to online school, getting to do stuff at home, chores, you know, the usual routine, but it's just weird, to be honest.
Just last night, I was getting a little sad because I was wondering if this pandemic is ever gonna, like, I know it will end, but end soon, because they keep pushing back the dates of, like, when we're going back to school, and I really hope that we do go back to school May 4th and that they don't push it back again.
It's sad because my birthday is on Thursday and it doesn't even feel like my birthday is on Thursday. So that's kind of sad. I think that is really sad that it doesn't even feel like my birthday is actually happening.
This is Jennifer talking. I think that there is a very real sense of grief that a lot of people are facing right now. And it's hard to name it maybe sometimes, but, you know, being sad that you're missing your birthday or, you know, there's weddings that are getting canceled. There's so many things that are just normal life things that we love and we look forward to and we celebrate and we're missing them. And there's some grief associated with that. And so being able to call it what it is, I really appreciated that Ashley was able to say, I'm sad about this, because it is. It's sad and it's okay to let yourself feel sad when you are missing out on things that would be your norm and would be something that you would look forward to. There's grief connected to that for sure.
Yeah. So the kids have all expressed what they've thought of. Is there any other things, Jennifer, that you can think of? Maybe you've heard people say, like, different feelings or different anxieties that they've been dealing with.
I've heard a lot of people saying that they are not really as fearful of contracting COVID itself as they are just of the unknown. And I heard a couple of students also kind of lean toward that, just that unknown of how long is this going to last? How long are we going to be home, out of school, out of jobs? What's it going to do to our economy? And then if I do get COVID, what is that going to look like for me? What if somebody I love gets it? All of those things. And I think we need to be compassionate toward one another and toward ourselves as we acknowledge that there's a lot of fear and a lot of stuff that goes along with that. There are a couple of different types of stress that we talk about in the mental health field. And there's acute stress, which means I've got a project due and I'm nervous about it, but it's going to be over soon, or I'm stuck in traffic and I'm really stressed about that. But we know there's an end in sight. And then there's chronic stress, where it just keeps going and we don't know when it's going to end. And I think we're kind of at this point, we've gone on long enough that we're kind of in that chronic stress place. So a couple of students talked about lack of motivation, low energy. People sometimes will have physical symptoms like headaches, stomach aches. I've heard a lot of those types of things happening, some muscle aches. That's all very normal stuff that comes with chronic stress. So we've got to address those things.
I think even some people just, you know, we all love our families, or I would say most of us love being with our families, but we've spent a lot of time with our families. And I've been kind of seeing around my house just some irritability towards each other because we're not used to being in the house all the time together.
It's common right now. I think a lot of people are really struggling with that. You may love your family, but this is a lot of family time. we're actually even seeing a lot of, unfortunately, domestic violence is on the rise. A lot more kids are going into foster care than normal because it does get hard being cooped up with the same people. It's really important to find ways to be connected, but also to disconnect. Everybody needs to have some of their own space, you know, be able to go into a bedroom for a couple of hours by yourself or go outside or, you know, do something when you need some of that space. Really important.
Yeah, that kind of will lead us to the next thing. Back to the students, have you been doing anything in particular to try to help yourself feel better?
I started writing a book. Well, I'm trying to write a book. I'm not really focusing on that. I'm just trying to write ideas on how to make it interesting. I got like 23 pages down. So I usually write poetry too, just writing a lot.
Honestly, since this quarantine started, I've just been playing Fortnite, watching TV, all this kind of stuff. I'm doing whatever I can to not really think about the situation that we're in. I'm not sure if that's a bad thing or a good thing, but for now, I'm just keeping my mind off of it.
I mean, I love what all of you guys are doing. I think being creative, baby, is awesome. And even doing some things that are going to distract you, like playing video games or watching something on Netflix, those are not negative things right now. I am a big believer that we can only take so much of the bad news. So being able to distance ourselves from it when we're home, when we're safe, we don't necessarily need to know all of the statistics and all of the numbers. We just need to know what we're supposed to do. But I think that you guys are doing a great job. I would say if the only thing somebody's doing is binging Netflix, I think that, you know, breaking that up a little bit is wise.
I guess I kind of forget that I am able to go outside. This whole pandemic thing, it's like, oh, you have to stay inside your house. Well, no, not exactly. We can go in our backyard. And so sometimes when like the sun is going down, I'll just sit outside and kind of just listen and look at my surroundings.
There's a lot of value in getting outside, getting some sunshine. It is easy to forget that we do still have that freedom. If you live in a house, it's easy to go out in the backyard, front yard. If you're in an apartment, just going downstairs or, you know, out into a courtyard or even on your balcony where you can just get a little bit of sunlight could really do wonders for you. But anything physical, anything creative, those are great options.
I feel like I realized how truly blessed I am because when we're always at school and we're never at home, it's like we always have that opportunity to go to a little fast food restaurant or to go to your friend's house. I never took that opportunity to really enjoy that moment when we had it. Another thing is that we have to count our blessings because we actually do have a home. You know, we are with our family. We have food, you know, and some people have that problem. Some people don't have what we have. And I know that I've realized how truly blessed I am.
I'd say some things for people who are really struggling right now is our design mentally is for connection with other people. So it's really important that you're not isolating. If you feel yourself really kind of hitting some walls and struggling more as the time progresses, and it's really important to reach out to people. Every counselor in the Mesquite ISD is still working. So if you guys are students in our district, your counselors are available to you. And then most other professional counselors that I know, we've gone to online sessions. And so there are counselors available, but even just connecting to people in your life that you love that maybe you're missing right now. Technology is a wonderful resource that we have, so use it. I would say that's a really important thing. And then there's a lot of just research behind the value of music. So listening to music, playing music, singing, dancing even, it can be really calming to your nervous system. So maybe turning off the music, turning off the TV, opening the blinds, things like that.
Well, it looks like it's time to wrap it up for today. Thank you again, Jennifer, for your help on this episode. Our hope is that our listeners can use this information to understand some of the concerns that our students are having and use it as a guide to talk to our own kids or grandkids. And if you'd like to hear any of our previous episodes, just go to keom.fm, hover over the programming tab, and then select Student Voices. I'm Chandra Tharp, along with KEOM students, Davey, Ashley, and Hannah. And this has been Student Voices, COVID-19 edition.